WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your daily dose of chill in a world that's, let's face it, constantly trying to crank up the volume. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion for mental health. Ever feel like you're running a marathon, but there's no finish line? Like your brain is on overdrive, buzzing with thoughts and worries that just won't quit? You know that feeling when even the simplest tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest? That's overstimulation at its finest, folks. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world of constant notifications, endless news cycles, and pressure to be on 24/7. But here's the thing. We can't pour from an empty cup. If we keep pushing ourselves to the limit without giving ourselves any grace, we're bound to hit a wall. And that's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. So, what does self-compassion actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this superpower. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all stumble, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go your way, acknowledge that everyone has imperfections, including you. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically. 2. Challenge negative self. Talk. Think of your inner critic as a grumpy old neighbor who just loves to nitpick. Learn to identify those negative thoughts and challenge their validity. Are they really true? Would you say those things to a friend? Most likely not. Replace those harsh judgments with kinder, more compassionate words. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe deeply and connect with the present moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like clouds passing through the sky. This can help calm your mind and create space for self-compassion to flow. 4. Prioritize self-care. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think healthy meals, regular exercise, quality sleep, engaging hobbies, and time spent with loved ones. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can provide valuable support and guidance. Reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Picture this. You're at work, juggling multiple deadlines and feeling the pressure mounting. Your mind races with worries about meeting expectations, and you start to beat yourself up over a small mistake. That's when self-compassion steps in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're human and everyone makes mistakes, and remind yourself that you've got this. You focus on the tasks at hand, one step at a time, and remember to treat yourself with kindness throughout the day. So, how can we bring self-compassion into our daily lives? It starts with recognizing those moments when we're being hard on ourselves. That inner critic can be sneaky. Then, we consciously choose to respond with kindness and understanding. We practice mindful breathing. We engage in activities that bring us joy. And we remember that we are worthy of love and compassion, just as we are. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for mental well-being. By treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer to others, we can navigate the challenges of life with greater resilience and grace. So go out there, tap out of those negative thought patterns, and embrace the power of self-compassion. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little extra love and support. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others discover the power of tapping out of overstimulation. Until next time, keep it chill, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.